Turn to the book of Revelation, please. Thanksgiving weekend. For the last several years, Joan and I have been invited to a Sri Lankan family's home. When they first came to Ontario 26 or 27 years ago, they've always invited us to the home for special occasions. They have three children. We would be invited to birthdays, etc. And one of the things that they've always done is they've shared a bit of the gospel. I know a few times they've asked me to just share from God's word. Some of the families who come are Muslim. They're not believers. And one even said after someone presented the word, you know, that's not for me. And yet they still come. So this family has maintained a witness through all these years of inviting family and friends in. And it's encouraging. One of the things, though, that trouble us a bit is that they don't like to eat until about 9 o'clock at night. And so you have to prepare yourself for a late-night meal. And they've also accommodated us because a lot of their food is very spicy and too hot for us, too spicy for us. And so they will make another dish and say, this is okay for you. So we have much to be thankful for, most of all for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what he has done for us and accomplished for us on Calvary's cross. Can we again commit our time to the Lord? Father, we are thankful that we have this privilege and opportunity to come and open your precious word. In your word, we read many things, O God, but most of all, we read about your love for us. We read about your Son. We read about salvation, how to live for you and to serve you, how to be used of you. And even as Jesus said to the disciples, take up my cross and follow me, we too are encouraged to do the same. And taking up the cross oftentimes can be difficult. Yet we have one who has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is with us every step of the way. So we are encouraged by the fact that not only salvation comes to us, yet he encourages and strengthens and keeps us and uses us for his glory and honor. So we ask your blessing upon this time. We give you thanks for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 8.
Romans or Revelation?
Sorry, Revelation. Mm-hmm. Revelation of Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, please. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Then in verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, They also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so. Amen. And verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. When we look at this passage of Scripture and throughout this book, we find that the Lord is presented as both a lamb and lion. As the Lamb of God, he is the sacrificial one, bearing away the sins of the world. As the lion, he is the judge, punishing his enemies. At his first coming, he was the lamb, and John 1:29 says this, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. At his second coming, he will be the lion. Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. For those believers in Christ, we can be encouraged. Encouraged by the fact that Jesus has come, that he is coming again. We know there are many who do not recognize or accept the fact that Jesus came. When he came, he ultimately went to the cross of Calvary, bearing our sins. As I was reading through this book and looking at commentaries, etc., this revelation is about Jesus Christ. And it depicts him as the risen, glorified Son of God, ministering among the churches. And I find also that there are many descriptions of him. For example, in Revelation 1:5, it says he's the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead and the ruler over the kings of the earth. We had a precious time around the Lord's table this morning, and we talked about Jesus as being risen, as being glorified. And here in this verse, it talks about him being the faithful witness. But we also are asked to be witnesses for him, to be faithful in a witness for him. The firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the king of the earth. Then we also read in verse 8 that he says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And Alpha is the first letter of the Jewish alphabet, and Omega the last. Alpha and Omega. And when we think of Jesus as the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, we know that we can go back to Genesis chapter 1, where the world was created. We also read at the end of Revelation that a new heaven and a new earth is going to be formed, and he is responsible for this. He is also the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He is coming again. He is coming to redeem us, to take us to his home in heaven. He is the Almighty One. Then in verse 11, it says, the first and the last. All these descriptions, the faithful witness, the Alpha and Omega, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the first and the last. We also read about him as the Son of Man, the one who was dead but now is alive forevermore. Also mentioned as the Son of God. He's also mentioned as the one who is holy and true. Another description in Revelation 3:14, he's the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And as we read, he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Revelation 5:5. And he is as the Lamb in heaven, and with authority opened the title deed to the earth. He's the Lamb on the throne, the Messiah who will reign forever. He's the majestic King of kings and Lord of lords, returning in glorious splendor to conquer his foes, Revelation 19:11. And he is the Word of God, the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. When we think of all these descriptions of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be thankful, we can be, well, actually in awe of all that he has done for us. And as we try to be a witness to those without, perhaps even family members, those that, even as this person said at their friend's home, it's not for me, and yet the Word of God is for him. And when we have all of these descriptions, we can be thankful for all that he has done and will do for us. Last week, our brother Liju mentioned about the Beatitudes in Revelation, and he spoke about the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. And I just like to briefly go through some of these. There are seven. Each one starts with the word blessed. And we've already read one in Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that reads and that hears the words of this prophecy and keeps those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. When we have our lives before us, we need to continue to be in the Word of God. We need to read. We need to hear. We need to keep. Because the things that we are faced with day by day, some of them are challenges for us. But as we keep in the Word of God and read and hear and keep his word, then we can be able or used of him. Because he concludes our verse, for the time is at hand. And also in Revelation 22:6, he says the same thing, the time is at hand. And even this morning, a couple of the men mentioned when they were sharing about Jesus that his time, there was a time, if you read through the Gospels, that he said, my time is not come. And yet, as we read this morning and heard, he said, my time is now. And that was a time when he was going to the cross of Calvary, the time when he was going to bear our sins on that cross. For the time is at hand. The second one is in Revelation 14, verses 6 to 13. Just going to read verses 12 and 13. But John saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of judgment has come. And then other angels warn of judgment to come. But verse 12 says, here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, save the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and the works do follow them. There are those that still need to hear the word about fearing God. They need to hear that God loves them. And in many ways, we are able to share the word of God and try and encourage people to come to faith in Christ. And so even as was mentioned about this workshop coming up at the end of the month, there are opportunities. I know there was a time last year or the year before when a group came together in order to just learn more about sharing and how to be a witness and how to share their faith. Then we have those who are blessed who have died in the Lord. And we can be thankful for those faithful ones. In Revelation 16, 1 to 21 is the third one. And verse 1 says, "And I heard a great voice of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways, pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." Many think of God only as love, but God is also a God of wrath. There is coming a time when he will judge those who continue to reject him. Then verse 15 says, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." It encourages us to not only watch, but to walk, to keep our garments clean. And we need to do that, and we can do that by meditating upon God's word and living for him day by day, because he is coming again. "Blessed is he that watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." We've often, or perhaps have heard of people who have gone on for the Lord for several years, and then some sin comes into their lives and their testimony is ruined. So we need to watch. We need to keep. And this is what Lijie mentions, the fourth one in Revelation 19. As he was sharing in the breaking of bread. And it says, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Verse 9, "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." The marriage supper of the Lamb is for those who have come to saving faith in Christ. They have acknowledged that they are sinners, acknowledged that they can't get to heaven on their own, and yet so many today feel that there has to be another way. There has to be other than what Jesus himself says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me." But we who belong to him, we can, in anticipation, look forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And it's one that he is preparing for us. Then we have the fifth one in Revelation 20, 1 to 6. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. Then in verse 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such a second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. We have such a prospect of joy and anticipation that we should be living for him, serving him, doing what we can for him. Because, as it says, blessed and holy is he that hath a part in the first resurrection. And we are told in other places of Scripture that we are to be priests, to serve him, priests of God and of Christ. And there is coming a time when we will reign with him. Then in the 6th and 7th are both mentioned in Revelation chapter 22. Just before reading that, oftentimes when we look at Revelation, we find times when, for example, Revelation 4:8 says, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, who is, and who is to come. Then in verse 11 of the same chapter says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And we talked about this, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. Verse 5 of chapter 5, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. Then the middle part of verse 6 says, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Then down in verse 9, thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. And throughout, I know in particular at the breaking of bread, many times we read through 5, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb forever and ever. And throughout this book we read of the elders or the angels, the 24 elders or the angels, worshiping our Lord, honoring him. And we have opportunity to do the same. Revelation 22, starting at verse 6. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must surely be done. Verse 7, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. The 6th beatitude. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Verse 8, and I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. Remember, that was also said once before. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Verse 10, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Again mentioned in Revelation 1:3. The time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is faithful, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. Again, as in verse 7, he says, and behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Then he repeats again, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Then verse 14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Then verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, from the things which are written in this book. Then verse 20, he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Then verse 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Just a quick summary of the Beatitudes. I know if you look at Matthew 5 and in the book of Luke, we read about other Beatitudes, but these ones in Revelation struck me, as I mentioned, a brother read about one last week. We have a tremendous prospect of one day being with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we need to be steadfast. We need to be abounding. We need to be always in the Word of God. And I know that when we were at this home, there's a young couple who has a son. He's just 4 months old. And I know the families here, we pray for them, because the things that are happening in the world today, in the school system, and as mentioned, even as this person said in their home, the Word of God may be precious to you, you may accept it, etc., but it's not for me. And I would do it if this morning there is one without the Lord Jesus Christ. But Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We have a precious Word of God that we need to take before us, keep before us, and allow the Lord to use us for his glory and for his honor. The various descriptions, as I read at the start, of the Lord Jesus, who he is, you know, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, again the Word of God, the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He is all these things to us. There are many outside of this place, perhaps neighbors, co-workers, people that we come in contact with, that we have an opportunity to reach, and we need to do so. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.